May the words I speak be those you want spoken. May the words we hear be those you want heard. May we live to your glory. Amen. As we have listened to the gospel reading, we hear the call of the first disciples, an event that has profound implications for both our own walk with Jesus and the mission of the church. As we delve into this gospel reading, we encounter Philip, a man who had a life-transforming encounter with Jesus. Philip immediately recognizes Jesus as the long-awaited Messiah, the fulfillment of the prophecies spoken by Moses and the prophets. Filled with excitement and a burning desire to share this good news, Philip approaches his friend Nathanael, exclaiming, "We have found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, son of Joseph." However, Nathanael is initially skeptical. He questions, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" It's important to note that Nazareth was not a town of great renown or significance during that time. Yet Philip responds to his friend's doubt with a simple invitation, saying, "Come and see." Nathanael accepts Philip's invitation and proceeds to meet Jesus. To his surprise, Jesus already knows him intimately, declaring, "Before Philip called you when you were under a fig tree, I saw you." This revelation causes Nathanael's doubt to give way to faith as he declares, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." This encounter between Jesus and Nathanael illustrates the truth that Jesus sees us deeply and knows us intimately. He knows our doubts and hesitations, as well as our hopes and desires. He is not a distant God, but a close companion who walks with us in every situation of life. In the first reading, we find Samuel, a young boy serving in the temple under Eli the priest. At the time, the word of the Lord was rare, and there were not many visions. While Samuel was lying down in the temple, the Lord called out to him, saying, "Samuel." This led me to think of calling, a big biblical word. Sometimes when we hear the word calling, perhaps we expect the biblical thunderbolt or profound change. And yes, sometimes this is the case if we've heard. Indeed, I take my own situation and think if you'd asked me 5 years ago, would I be preaching my first sermon in January 24? I'm not sure I'd have believed you. Yet, as much as I would like to talk about myself, I'll resist it in this first sermon. It did, however, cause me to reflect on what calling means. In Samuel's calling, he simply thought it was Eli who had called him. So doing the most natural thing, he responded by running to Eli's room, as any servant would have, and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But Eli responded, "I did not call. Go back and lie down." This happened 3 times. At this point, I do wonder what Eli must have been thinking. Perhaps he was worried for Samuel. Perhaps he thought he had a delirium. Perhaps he was coming frustrated by the disturbance. Finally, Eli realized that it was the Lord who was calling to Samuel. He instructed Samuel to go back and lie down, but this time respond, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. Additionally, in this passage, it highlights the importance of discerning God's voice amidst the noise and distractions of the world. Samuel mistook the voice of the Lord for that of Eli because he did not yet recognize God's voice. I can only begin to think what this must have felt like. To be told to go and hear God's voice. To know what the voice of God sounds like. If you did, what would you say? What would I say? How would that conversation start? When considering this, a 90s pop song sprang to mind called What If God Was One of Us by Joan Osborne. It has the opening lines, if God had a name, what would it be? And would you call it to his face if you were faced with him in all his glory? What would you ask if you had just one question? It then asks us, if God had a face, what would it look like? And would you want to see? If seeing meant that you would have to believe in things like heaven and Jesus and the saints and all the prophets. When studying the reading from Samuel, I couldn't get away from this song, and perhaps gives an insight, a chain of thoughts towards the profound feelings that fall from the line in the reading, to go back and lie down, but this time to respond, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. Then we go back to look at the response to Nathanael's profession of faith. Jesus proclaims, do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than these. What a remarkable promise. This has all suddenly become very thunderboltish. As disciples of Christ, we too are called to witness and take part in things in our own lives through our faith, our humanity, and our love for God and one another. Perhaps this is cool, is to take part in an activity, or here's another very big church word, mission. Maybe to help a charity, to hold a friend's hand when they need to be comforted. Or as is requested of Nathanael by Philip, to simply come and see. As humans, we constantly do things to help others, to care, to love, to support. Could this be calling? That moment when we stop and speak to a stranger because they want to chat, could this be a nudge to love just a little more like Jesus? I believe it could be. And suddenly that biblical word, that thunderbolt called calling, to me feels a little less remote. It is a little closer, tangible perhaps, just that little bit easier to comprehend. For we are all called to do things in ways that are both clear and unclear, or simply just instinctive reactions to others. When we align our will with God's will and strive to follow him wholeheartedly, we're able to witness the power of God working in and through us. In closing, Let us take heart from the calling of the disciples as portrayed in the gospel reading, and the actions of Eli and Samuel in the first reading. Like Philip, may we be eager to share the good news of Jesus with those around us, inviting them to come and experience him for themselves. May we have the courage to extend the invitation despite skepticism or doubt. Like Samuel, may we respond to the personal encounter with God and have open hearts and minds to talk with him. And may we wholeheartedly embrace our calling as disciples, whether a thunderbolt-like event or just those small acts that enable us to live just a little more like Jesus, confidently stepping into the world, witnessing heaven and earth intersect in our everyday lives. May the Holy Spirit empower us to live out this calling, whatever it may be, faithfully, and may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with us all. Amen.